You're listening to The Sound of London on King's College Radio. This is the extended interview with Wide Boy Generation, who featured on January's show. To listen to the whole programme, please visit facebook.com/soundoflondonkcl. So this month I'm joined by Joe, Aidan and Jamie, collectively known as Wide Boy Generation. Thank you so much for coming in. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
We're very good. Thank you for allowing us in.
Well, thank you for coming.
No problem.
You're doing me the honour. Anyway, so for the benefit of any of our listeners who are unfortunate enough not to have heard your music, can you tell me a little bit about what Wide Boy Generation sound like?
Well, I guess we're just a rock and roll band, really.
At the end of the day, we are.
Yeah, we've got sort of influences from all over. But at the end of the day, we are a British rock and roll band.
Modern rock and roll band.
Good, sounds good. Okay, Jamie, I know you're the newest member.
I am.
Is there an interesting story about how you joined?
We were actually good friends for a good three or four years now before I joined the band. And we were all playing in separate bands before, on the same sort of circuit, same local venues and things like that.
Cool.
And then Aidan ended up joining with Joe when the old bass player left, and we still remain friends. But it wasn't recently until the old drummer decided to leave that saw an opportunity. So I actually wasn't gonna.
He was the reluctant hero.
Yeah.
Really?
We were chatting away, and I texted him and I said, "Oh yeah, do you fancy coming down having a bit of a jam with the band, whatever?" And he was like, "Yeah, sweet, we'll do that." A couple of days later, I got text saying, "Oh, I don't know if I'm good. I don't know if I'm really your thing." I was like, "Mate, come down anyway."
Because me and Aidan was desperate, so we was like, "Right, come on, let's do this."
Last resort, chat. So,
off to my shed we went and had a rehearsal. I didn't actually learn any tracks, but I knew a couple from the past.
That's why we liked him, because he hadn't done the homework.
Yeah, I seemed to still know the tracks pretty well.
It was a bit of us,
definitely. And after a couple of practices, it all seemed to click, and we said, "Let's do it."
Great.
I've probably been in about three or four bands before I joined this one, and this has been your band throughout your life, but obviously it's grown and progressed and become more mature and things like that. You've been the same. You've been in one or two bands, but you've been in this band quite a lot longer than me, whereas I think the three of us now have found our band.
So this is your format then, where you want to go further.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. And you get kind of, when we were sort of, we obviously only really left school a couple of years ago. And then, well, for me anyway, you boys left a bit earlier. But it's like people at school, you had music as kind of, people had it as their hobby. And then when they left school, they decided, right, okay, hang on a minute, I've got to go and have a career now. So I'm going to go to uni and I'm going to do maths. And I've got to be an accountant or whatever, just as an example. Whereas us, we said, no, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. We've just thrown it all into it.
We've left school. Either we do this now,
or we don't do anything.
We don't do anything.
We've all found each other. We all know each other. And collectively, we've formed a local supergroup.
Super group.
Yeah, I suppose you can call it that.
Yeah.
Joe's head.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to have the arrogance and the swagger of a rock and roll band if you want to be a rock and roll band.
Yeah, we had a night out, actually. Where did we go? We was in Shoreditch. And me and Jamie, there was loads of people there. It was a friend's birthday. And me and Jamie were in separate bands at the time. And we was obviously a bit drunk, and we was joking about it. We was going, "Oh yeah, look, we've got a little super group going on here," because we was out together
and
having a drink.
A year later.
And then a year later, all of a sudden, funnily enough, we are actually in the same band. So
can't write that stuff. Can't write that stuff.
No, I'm sure that obviously music is a big part of all of your lives and growing up. You know, what kind of music were you listening to as children that maybe you remember now and sort of feel has influenced you, made you want to be in a band and play live and do things like this?
For me, to be brought into this world that I'm at the minute, I was a young lad and I had heard Stereophonics, the first song they released, 1,000 Trees, and it came free in a cereal packet. And from then on, I sort of thought, this is what I want to do. Yeah. And then I discovered Green Day's first album, Dookie, and then went up from then on.
I think Green Day was definitely a big thing for me as well. Kind of got me into rock music because I was a bit of a chav when I was a kid.
And still
am. But then, sort of Green Day definitely was a big thing for me.
Yeah, I think I probably come from a more heavier sort of background. My dad's been playing guitar and singing most of his life. When I was younger, he used to listen to people like Metallica and Pantera and a lot of heavy, older metal acts. And that's why I was kind of reluctant to try out with the band first of all, because I thought my drumming and my music influences was too heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we actually came together, we realised how well it fitted. Yeah.
We've all got completely different influences, and collectively it shows.
Yeah. It does, it's, I mean, you sound like you're drawing from a very wide spectrum of rock.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very difficult to pinpoint our it's what we actually sound like. Mm. Whereas we could all tell you our major influences.
Yeah.
It's still very difficult to say that as a band.
We get asked all the time sort of what our sound is. You just can't describe.
You have to come and see us. You have to see us for yourself.
Definitely. All right then, I will do that.
Good.
Now, I'm not sure how obvious this is, but I'm a South Londoner. So I've never been north of Tottenham. So what's it like in your area, Hoddesdon and Broxbourne? What are the crowds
It's a
like?
Really good area to grow up, to be fair. We've got so many friends. There's a little bit of...
There's not that much going on there.
No.
There's not that much for nights out and things like that. But we do have to come into London and things like that. Hmm. But as far as growing up concerns, there's plenty of people our age.
Yeah,
there's plenty of, and they're all into the same sort of things, all just going out and enjoying themselves. A lot of people we know, like we've had friends come to gigs for years and things like that, just because they enjoy the night out and they're all up for the same thing. There's not that much trouble.
And it's not and it's not far from anywhere, you know?
No,
if you it's easy to get to.
If you want
to
come up London, you've got to get a train, it's not far.
It's good. So Looters is obviously about the recent mayhem in August.
Yeah.
What were your sort of initial reactions to that when you heard that was going on? Were you watching the TV? What was going on?
We were shocked.
Most of the noise.
Well, we were shocked, but there's a kind of a sense of okay, you kind of can expect it because of the way the world is. Well, especially England.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a bit like, what are you doing? So it was kind of the wrong way to go about things, really.
Especially when it's sort of spreading around the country.
Yeah.
People just getting involved just cause,
for the sake of it, weren't they?
It's a tongue-in-cheek song, but we're not saying what's right or what's wrong. We're just saying what we see.
Yeah, well, because my initial reaction, I found a lot of it pretty funny. I didn't know how else to deal with it other than laugh.
Yeah,
so of course.
It was a bit crazy.
That's cool.
But I think I think the way you've dealt with it is really, really cool. So, kudos.
People were sort of getting involved. They weren't. There was no kind of big agenda behind it. They just wanted to nick a few things.
Exactly.
Like it says in the song, get a free pair of sneakers or whatever, and all things like that. It's just, do you know what I mean?
Well, we've just had over 7,000 views on our YouTube video, Looters, so...
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, everybody, for watching.
Our website, www.wildboygeneration.com. You can download our single for free there.
You see all our new gigs.
See all our new upcoming gigs.
You've got a lot of
pretty photos on there for everyone to have a look at.
Which you can claim if you want.
Definitely hang that on the wall somewhere.
Please do.
Sign one for you if you want.
Yeah, if you want.
Well, I need to get it printed and framed first. Then you can then
big gig ticket as well somewhere.
That's right, we'll come back. We'll come back in the future and do more.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow if you want, no problem.
Well, I don't think I can have it framed by then, but definitely printed.
Brilliant.
Okay, so that's great. What's in the pipeline though? Have you got any like plans for the near future?
We're recording in March, so we'll have.
Oh, so there's an album on the way.
There is an album.
Yeah, there's a few tracks down already.
Oh, good.
Done and dusted, and we're actually having a meeting about our next video. And what's going to be happening on there in the pipeline, so we've got an idea going on there.
We'll be shooting it next month, so
I think it's probably good not to have too much of a plan.
The moment we just want to be gigging as much as possible. Like, if you look, like, we're giving away our single,
and we will be everything's going to be given away for free. It's just like we just want to play live. We just want to gig wherever and everywhere we can.
Talking about gigs, you've played at the Monto, which is like, it's been that some people who've played there, that's been their sort of first gig, and they've gone on and become really huge artists.
Yeah, there's a few big names gone through there, aren't there?
Is there any sort of pressure now that you've played there to sort of become huge artists? Or are you not
probably
thinking
not
about
compared
that?
To a lot of other venues, really, is there?
Yeah.
No, how do you mean? Like,
well, for instance, like our local, the Harlow Square.
Yeah.
We've played there a few times, and then big names have gone on from there. People like Coldplay.
Oasis have played there,
and names like that, and. I think wherever you gig around the country, obviously you'll find where big names have come from. Mm. I think we just want to be gigging as much as we can and name the venue, and
we'll be there.
That's cool.
And because we're a bit of a new breed as well, we'll go, oh yeah, we've gigged there, and we're kind of carving our own little niche.
Mm.
It's a bit like, oh yeah, we're going to be doing our own thing anyway.
So throwing all the precedents in a bin and that's good. Okay. Where do you start when you think about writing a song? where do you sort of...
And that'd be Joe.
I usually come up with the concept or the idea of the song, okay. What it's going to be about.
The main sort of little riff most of the time,
yeah, the riff,
isn't it?
Maybe the hook, the melody, the chorus sometimes.
I think we all actually have... We're all talking about this. Being a three-piece, we all have our own little part to play.
Exactly, yeah.
Like Aidan will normally come up, like Joe will come up with the main sort of riff and things like that, and then Aidan will build on that and work on that, and then they always seem to say that when it comes to fitting the song together, I'm there to sort of change and chop things around.
He's like the director, the puzzle maker.
Yeah, we've all sort of, everyone throws in their little bit, and in the end it's everyone's song, really.
Yeah. If it's one person's song, it can be great, but if there's more input involved, if there's three different people, it's going to be like maybe a masterpiece.
Hopefully. Yeah. It's the same with lyrics as well. Like we all sit down and one of us will come up with an idea for lyrics, and we'll all sit down and chalk some things down and just try and come up as much stuff as possible and chop and change bits, but collectively we all... Yeah. All right, everything really.
And we'll always find a happy medium. We don't always agree, like, but we will find the happy medium.
If we don't all agree, then we don't use something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes it's whoever outnumbers.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to me. It's been an honour and a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having us.
And best of luck in the future, of course. Cheers. We'll be following you and making sure that, you know, you get to the...
Top. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So yeah, I'm gonna pick Aidan. Can you introduce the song for us, that you're gonna play?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our brand new single Looters, available for free download on www.wideboygeneration.com. Here it is.
Have it.
This ain't a story for the grandkids. I'm just a simple boy from around there. That's pretty comfortable, don't you think? Come on. Just